also write a Bread's blog called BreadHotMama.com.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's nice to meet you. I was wondering if you would have any words to say to... I run a podcast, a weekly podcast on my site. I was wondering if you'd have some words to say to my listeners.
Oh, sure.
Okay. This is my digital recorder.
Okay.
It should pick you up pretty well. It works really very well considering how small it is.
Okay.
So how's everything going this year?
You know, it's great. With the ownership change, with Bob coming in, there's just a great deal of fresh air. I mean, just something new and excited. And I tell you, from a fan's perspective, Bob Castellini and the ownership group, they want to win. And they're going to do everything they can. And they know how to do it and build a franchise. So I'm very excited. You know, for me, I've been here, this is, I guess, my 12th or 13th season with the Reds. And the optimism is as high as ever. And I'm just excited about what's going on the field and off the field.
That's great. When I was last year before Christmas, when I was trying to get Reds-related merchandise, I live in Indiana, by the way. I wasn't able to find anything in my area. It's a completely different story this time around. I'm able to find Reds calendars and merchandise in all of the stores. It really looks like things have turned around. Is that part of the grand plan?
Absolutely. I mean, the Cincinnati Reds are a regional franchise. We understand that. We can't survive on just... our local market here. We do need to outreach to Indianapolis, Indiana, certainly Lexington, Louisville, Charleston, Huntington, Columbus, Ohio, those type of areas. Those are where Reds fans are. That's our country, and we need to take that back. And really, even this coming January, when we do our caravan, we're going to expand it and do twice as much work out in the field on our caravan. So you're exactly right. That is part of the overall plan. Outreach to the fans in our region, not only in Cincinnati.
I made it to the caravan stop in Indianapolis last year. Is there going to be more Indiana-type stops that I can look forward to?
I believe there are. We don't have the schedule finalized, but we are working with Clear Channel and WLW, our flagship station, to get out. And we'll get that schedule out here pretty soon. But it will definitely include Indiana stops.
Well, fantastic. We'll be looking forward to that.
Great.
Is there? I see that we've got some exciting... things planned for the stadium. We just saw in the press conference here them talking about the new construction that's going to be happening over the batter's eye. What are you most excited about coming into the next season?
Well, you know, while I work there and work on the business side, you know, I'm still a huge baseball fan. And, you know, Wayne Krisky's second year as a general manager and all the changes we made from a baseball operations standpoint. So still at heart, the biggest thing for me is opening day and that first pitch and playing 162 games. And hopefully at the end of the season, the Reds will have a chance to play into October. So that always excites me the most is the team and playing baseball and having a shot to make the playoffs in October.
That is fantastic. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to my listeners on the podcast, and we appreciate it. And we're looking forward to the
Well, my pleasure, and good luck to you. This was fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.